AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump and Iran are both saying the Strait of Hormuz is now fully open, but Sagar Magani reports there are differences.
Iran's foreign minister says on social media the strait is completely open for all commercial vessels and will stay open during the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Minutes later, the president posted the strait is ready for full passage. Last night,
I will say the war in Iran is going along swimmingly.
The president in Las Vegas.
It should be ending pretty soon.
Until then, he says the U.S. blockade of Iran's ports will remain in full force and effect. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The news sent oil prices downward, Brent crude dropping more than 9% to settle just above $90 per barrel. U.S. gasoline prices remain above $4 per gallon, but AAA says they eased again overnight to just under $4.08. Stocks rallied on Wall Street. The S&P leaped 1.2%, establishing another new closing high. The Dow added 870 points to 1.8%, while the Nasdaq climbed 1.5%. Meanwhile, a truce between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah took hold today. Isabel Debray reports from southern Lebanon.
There's a lot of distrust about whether it can last. And as a result, we're only seeing a trickle of families start to return to the homes that they fled amid Israel's six-week bombardment and ground invasion. Residents who were displaced tell us that whatever joy or relief they feel at coming home is being tempered by the scale of devastation that is confronting them. This is the village mosque that was destroyed a couple of weeks ago in an Israeli strike. And all over, apartment blocks and shops have been turned to rubble by this latest war between Israel and Hezbollah.
Pope Leo held a mass for some 120,000 in Cameroon. He encouraged young people there to resist the temptation to migrate and to stay at home and fight corruption. This is AP News. Donna Warder has a look at how funding cuts for renewable energy are affecting farmers.
For almost 20 years, the Department of Agriculture's Rural Energy for America program has funded more than $1.8 billion in grants and loans to farmers pursuing renewable energy that helps cut costs on electricity. But the Trump administration has halted that funding. Lauren Schellenberger of the Silicon Ranch Corporation.
We don't have enough power on the grid now for all the load that's coming in the next couple of years, and solar is going to necessarily play a part in filling it.
They are good business.
The University of Massachusetts Amherst, Aaron Baker, says wind, solar, and battery capacity grew at a record rate in 2025.
It turns out they are profitable.
A USDA spokesperson says suspension of REAP grants is only temporary, but didn't say for how long. I'm Donna Warder.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.